The SoCal Sound Sessions are listener and member supported. Please consider becoming a subscribing member. Click subscribe now at the top of the SoCalSound.org and make sure to choose live sessions from the drop-down menu.
Hey, it's Julie Slater. Welcome to another SoCal Sound Session. I am here with Francis of Delirium, which is Yana Berich. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell me, is Francis of Delirium, is that just you? Is it you and Chris Hewitt who wrote the record Lighthouse?
What a great
question. What's happening? Are you solo? He doesn't tour with you, I heard.
No, he doesn't tour with me. He's like my main collaborator. I guess Francis of Delirium is me, but then it's also this whole world around me as well. Not around me, that sounds a little bit egocentric. But yeah, it's like Chris, and then Jeff and Denny are in the live band. And Denny is the one that records drums. So Chris writes the drum parts, then Denny records them, adds his own little flourish to them. So it's a lot of moving parts, not very well defined.
So it seems nice for Chris because he's like, yeah, I'm in a band, but I don't have to do that stupid touring.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do any of the hard stuff. He likes to chill at home. Yeah.
That's funny. How did you come up, what does the name Francis of Delirium come from?
Well, I wanted to make a band because I wanted to participate in Battle of the Bands back in 2019.
Is that how you and Chris got together, the Battle of the Bands?
Chris kind of ran a school of rock type situation in Luxembourg because he wanted his kids to play music, but there was nowhere for them to really play like rock band music with other kids. And so he sort of set up this thing so that they could play live at venues around Luxembourg. One of my friends was playing with them, and then she was like, hey, you sing, why don't you come and join? And then that's kind of how I got involved in that. But the name, Francis of Delirium, I was like in the car trying to come up with names with my parents. And there was this woman called Frances at my grandparents' old folks' home. She would always like yell and swear at us. And so that's where the Frances came in, and also where the delirium, I guess, kind of came in. Now it's like maybe there's some kind of delirium on stage taking over.
Does anyone call you Frances?
Oh, lots of people. I got lots of emails. Hi, Frances.
Yeah. That's very funny. All right, we got to talk about where you live, Luxembourg. Mm-hmm. Can you describe, we're going to maybe post up a map right now so people can see where it is. I definitely was like, wait, where is this? And I had to Google it. Where is it in Europe? It's in Western Europe, right?
Yeah, it's like in the middle of Belgium, Germany, and France. And so it takes like 30 minutes to drive to the Belgian border. I can like bike to the border, which takes like an hour. You know, it's not... It's a very small little country. I think there's also an article about how you can walk from end to end in a day.
Oh, that's funny. And is it mostly rural?
Yeah, it is mostly rural. The south is like more industry stuff. There was, I think, like coal. I don't know. Don't quote me on that. But there's like Luxembourg City is the city, the big city. And then you've got some smaller ones and then some towns up in the north. But it is mainly rural and forest and stuff like that.
How long have you been living there? Because you've gone all over. Were you living in, you've lived in Canada, Germany?
I lived in Canada, Switzerland, Belgium, and Luxembourg. And what was the question?
Just how long have you been in Luxembourg, and like what draws you to stay there?
Well, my parents' apartment draws me to stay there.
You're like, I get to live here.
Yeah,
that's great.
And I've been there since I was 13, and now I'm 22, so 9 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so great that you're 22 on tour. What does it feel like being from staying in such a small place to travel the world and like even being in Los Angeles? You said you've been here once before.
Yeah, we did a tour in 2022 in the US. I feel like it's really necessary to just like get to go out of like the small town, small country, and just get to be out exploring stuff. Feels really exciting.
Have you found a favorite city in the US? I mean, obviously, besides Los Angeles.
I don't know. It's really tough. It's a tough one because I feel like I try to see as much as I can. At least like the 2022 tour I did. Now this tour, it's just like, okay,
just
get enough sleep
yeah.
and make it to the venue. So I feel like it's not, I don't get to see the really cool parts of the city. I see around the venue. I mean,
you're in Northridge. It's like one of the coolest places in Los Angeles, everybody. But we could put like a sound effect in there, like, ha ha ha, kidding.
I know the boys, and no, this is not in the US, but the boys really liked Vancouver in Canada.
Yeah, I haven't been there. I've heard really nice things.
But we also had time to explore there. We got bikes and bikes around the city, so that also helps.
Yeah, if you bike in LA, you might get hit by a bus.
Well, that's like, have you seen Arrested Development?
Yeah.
It's like Michael Bluth just biking through LA, biking through Orange County all the time.
That's funny. Let's talk about the album Lighthouse, which I do want to say is one of my favorite albums of 2024. I absolutely love it. It's your debut record, even though you've already done like three EPs. Mm. Did you, I read something about, is it in a chronological order of like a relationship?
It's
at all the tracks?
Definitely kind of like an arc of a relationship, maybe not like exactly a chronological order. I wanted the first song to really set up like the stakes of this all-consuming love, and then you kind of fall back into sort of the beginning of the relationship where it's all exciting and new, and then kind of go through this journey.
I thought it was funny because the first track, Ballet Dancers, Never Love Again, it's funny if that's the beginning of the relationship because you're already worried about it ending.
Yeah.
Which I wonder how many of us do that with anything.
But that one I wanted more, not even to be like the beginning of the relationship, just kind of to set the stakes of like, wow, this is really, feels really important.
Where did you record the record in Luxembourg?
We recorded most of the record in Luxembourg. We did two songs in London at Battery Studios with Catherine Marks. And then the following summer, we recorded the rest of it in Luxembourg in a studio in the middle of the country, kind of completely in the countryside.
And how long did it take to record?
I think we were there for 2 weeks. So not a very long time, but...
And you produced Chris, it with Chris?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Chris has this home studio. So we did a lot of like pre-production stuff that ends up being used in the final recordings at his studio. Like all the vocals were done actually at his studio. So there was kind of a whole 1.5 year long process going alongside us going into the studio and getting like drums and some guitar stuff.
And what about, what do you feel differently with this? You put out three EPs and now with this record, what do you think for you, like how different is this record from those EPs and what's maybe changed in you? Anything?
Yeah, I think like coming from the last EP, The Funhouse, it was like way darker and kind of, there was a lot of like, big ball of chaos kind of bouncing around in the body waiting to explode. And then with these songs, it was like opening yourself up and letting a lot of light in and vice versa, being a little bit more vulnerable and letting some of your light out. Lighthouse.
Lighthouse, I get it. Does this feel like a lighter tour then? Because you have to, you know, you write mm-hmm. stuff, but then you have to keep experiencing yeah. it on tour.
Well, that's an interesting question. We've never done like a headline tour of this size before, so it's hard to kind of imagine what it would have been like if there was like an album's worth of songs like the Funhouse EP, because maybe then that would feel darker. But we've always kind of had this mix of these three EPs kind of going all together. And we still have some of the Funhouse in this live show. But I do think there's something lighter about these songs and sharing songs that are more vulnerable and having the audience be receptive to that. There's something maybe more beautiful to these shows than the ones in the past. But it's just hard to compare because we've never done a headline tour of this size.
How many shows have you done so far on it? Do
you
know?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I think it was like over 30 something.
Nice.
Yeah.
So your music has kind of a 90s, there's this new, with a lot of young artists, like I love it, mm-hmm. this new kind of a 90s vibe that enters in. What, and I feel like from what I've read, you and Chris bonded over some 90s music. Who were your favorite 90s bands?
I mean, my mom always played Nirvana in the car growing up. And then once I started going onto YouTube and watching YouTube video, like music videos on there, I came across the music video for Jeremy by Pearl Jam. then that was kind of like, whoa, this is really interesting. And then I just started watching like live videos of Pearl Jam performing. So like the Lollapalooza stuff, the Pukkel Pop ones where he's like jumping into the audience. I was like, whoa, this is so cool. He's climbing everywhere. So Pearl Jam was a big one. And then I got into like Mudhoney, Alice in Chains. So that was kind of a, at a formative period, like when you're first discovering music that's your own, was kind of when I was listening to more of those bands.
I feel like when I was listening just a mix of songs this morning, I even heard a little like Sinead O'Connor mixed in there. Were you a fan of hers?
You know, I was never like, I never grew up listening to Sinead O'Connor. It was more kind of like listening recently, especially because she just passed away recently as well.
Well, you have like a, it's, I can't even, I try to think like, what do I love so much about this record? I love your vocal stylings, but also, I know there is like an angst that, I don't know, I really connect with. So it's just such a great record. Let's talk about, we've been playing the song Blue Tuesday. Do you want to tell me anything about how that song came about?
Let me remember.
And it is Tuesday while we're recording this. And
wow,
do you have a color that's going on today? Is it blue?
Yeah, I guess it's blue.
You have blue on. I have blue too, accidentally.
Yeah. And there was like some blue on the carpet in there as well. Blue Tuesday was, I'm trying to think about when, Chris and I have this setup where he has this vocal booth in the in his house. So I go in the vocal booth and it sounds great in there. And he's like on drums, like MIDI drums. And so we kind of jam stuff out. And this was a song that came from just jamming, because we kind of do like a, often we get into a rhythm of regular jamming pretty frequently. And Blue Tuesday was kind of a product of that, of just getting in there and kind of playing with the physicality of like the guitar and going for something a little bit heavier and sweatier than the other songs on the album.
And what about, I asked you, you were like, what songs do you want me to play? I always love, I'm super intrigued by the last track on a record, but Give It Back to Me has so much emotion in it. Can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, that one, I mean, that one I really feel like it made sense as the last song on the album, because it's about what you, kind of like what you learn from love, like, and remaining vulnerable even after you experience like heartbreak or some kind of emotional bruising, that you stay vulnerable to the people around you, because then you can kind of lean on them and then you'll do the same for them in return. So it was kind of like this lesson that you learn at the end of a relationship, and I like that being kind of the punctuation mark in the album.
It is a nice closer. Thank you so much for popping by. I know you had a little bit of time. I know you just drove here from San Francisco. You had a show tonight at the Moroccan Lounge.
Oh, I'm sweating. I've got a sweaty upper lip over here.
The new album is Lighthouse, Francis of Delirium, Jana Barich with us. Thank you for coming
Jewish
by. Later. Yes, thank you. And I'm super excited to see you perform also with a full band tonight.
Yeah.
So have a great show.
Yep. Thank you.
And it starts in the back of a cab, face to face, and your hand in my hand. There's nothing left, we're just blurring lines. No sign of life, no signs outside. Cause it's a blue Tuesday. Could use, babe, some of us. Cause it's a blue Tuesday. I could use, babe, some of your touch. Broken down by a burning wire, I can't start till you start a fire. Could I ask you to stay? Our bodies intertwined, I play. Cause it's a blue Tuesday. I could use, babe, some of us. prism of your touch. Cause it's so blue to stay, blue to stay. I could use, babe, I could use, babe, blue to stay.
Apart, you came back and helped.
factory started, you brought it back to me. When the darkness takes you home, when the life you thought you'd know escapes and grabs you, won't let go. Just give it back, give it back, give it back to me. Give it back to me when the future's never sure, when the light is never yours, when the darkness takes you whole, then give it back to me. All the signs that bring you down, all the light that isn't found, and all the ways you can't be grounded, give them all. The silence, take that breath and hold the moment, take the rest. When your eyes are going red, just give it back to me. When you're feeling like the clown, when the ice freezes, holds you down, when the world, it just goes round, then give it back, give it back, give it back.
The SoCal Sound Sessions are produced by 88.5 The SoCal Sound, hosted by Julie Slater. Audio recorded and mixed by Tristan Dolce, edited by Matt Blake. The SoCal Sound is a public service of California State University Northridge and Saddleback College. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.